Yes, my name is Laura Santa Maria. I'm a secretary and director of the Sumai Foundation and Sumai Magazine Limited, and I'm here to represent the signatories as well. The petition.
Yeah, I'm Damian Santa Maria, also director of Sumai Magazine and the foundation. I'm also neighbor as a lecturer of London College of Communication.
Okay, so would you just like to comment on your petition, please? Thank you.
I will give a bit of background to the petition and how this came about. As we understand it, the building, the old Volejar Library, became vacant as a new building was provided for the library. Beside of the library activities, there were other activities that were carried on that building, which are no longer going on or functioning anywhere else. The building has been occupied by guardians while there was an attempted sale by the council to raise funds towards payment of or contribute to the expense of the new library. That's where we came in. A meeting at the Albion Street Steering Group. The idea came about to use this proposed building as the sale didn't go through to regain it for community use. And an attempt to put a proposal forward was made since August this year, first to Officer James Oates and then by email to Councillor Fiona Colley. And the proposal was not successful or not considered, so we proceeded with the petition. There was also a request for a deputation on the last cabinet meeting, which was accepted, but unfortunately the acceptance of the invitation didn't reach us, so we proceeded with the petition. So having raised the necessary signatures, we want to make the points now that the petition is for the old Rotherhithe Library to be delisted from the direct housing delivery phase two, and to that the council consider this building for community provision and services. The regeneration of Albion Street and the reinvigoration of the community is urgently needed. This was once a thriving, bustling retail street at the heart of Rotherhithe, which is a very historical and cultural site that's so recognised. And today is mostly a shabby downhill, you know, thoroughfare with struggling shops. People perceive it as a dangerous area and a place to be avoided. The old Rotherhithe Library assumes not only a pivotal position for this street, but also is intrinsic to regain its former status as desirable and a useful place to visit, and hopes for cultural community activities and to become a major player in realizing the area's enormous arts, culture, and visitor potential. We understand that the council faces enormous pressure with delivering social housing, and we fully support the initiatives of this council, in particular, and the stand they have taken in this respect, especially towards the London plan and other measures that have been taken that go against affordable housing. But we believe that one size does not fit all, and this particular site must be put to function for the community, as this is the community's need and request. So, we believe that although we support the delivery of social homes to the demolished, this site will to build social homes there is to deny our community of a viable plan to improve current and future residents' well-being. There was a residents' consultation in 2009 which clearly outlined what the residents in this area hopes and needs were, and those relate to increased footfall, increased security, enhanced perception of the area, public cultural and educational activities, interesting and suitable youth provision, activities run after work hours to increase footfall and security, support for local businesses and local enterprise, reinforce local identity, improved intercultural relationships, job creation opportunities, and relevant youth and adult training. We believe that the proposal has been developed and presented, and that addresses all these issues and plans to deliver those together with partners that have a good track record and history of acting in these areas, and as we may know from other examples such as Lower Marsh and Bermondsey, these kind of schemes are highly successful in bringing visitors and also revitalizing the areas.
So. Great, thank you very much for that. I'm going to throw it open to members now if they have any questions or comments on this. I think everybody wants to speak. We'll go around the table, so Councillor Ward and Councillor Yates.
You've got some possible backing. Have you got secure finances for this quite considerably large project?
Well, we have been working in partnership with businesses, with NGOs, and higher education institutions to develop a project, and searching for a building, we came across this site. So there are partnerships formed. There aren't plans to deliver in this specific setting, because we have asked the council to provide us with information on the cost of the building, and we haven't been able to do any pre-feasibility on this site.
Can I just ask you very quickly about Canada Water in the area that we have in the culture space, and quite a lot of potential within Canada Water. How do you see that in terms of your kind of vision for this area as being some kind of a culture centre?
Yeah, I understand that. I think the new library can deliver cultural provision. We are talking about social enterprise, training, and community involvement. So it's a community space where basically there will be training and opportunities for youth to engage in skills such as making furniture, really practical things, and most of it after school and after work hours, and during the day provide space for community activities that cater for various ages. But basically our proposal is for sustainable economic development and resilience in the neighbourhood, yes, not just cultural.
Sorry. And yeah, I want to add, and also we have ideas to revitalize the shopping area. So it will work as a hub of ideas and try to engage all the neighbourhoods and also the shopping, or the installation we have for shopping area. So it would be like not only the building, but all the surroundings. Also, with implementation of renewable energy producing in the building for the neighbors on the future. Yeah. Well, at least for the shops.
Absolutely, thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for coming along. As you said, we made the decision in the last committee that we were going to designate this for housing. Some of the comments that were made at that meeting, I know you weren't there, but also made clear this wasn't just about housing at that side, that we were looking at ground floor usage, which would hopefully do other things to create more footfall, whether that was relocating the health centre or looking at shops, but keeping those options open. So this would be not just about housing, it would be housing plus activity on the street level. And I think one of the things that I've always noticed about the old Albion Street library that we've got is it doesn't relate very well to the street at the moment. The entrance is at the side, the buildings are, or the ground floor is sort of raised several feet above the street level. It's not a natural part of Albion Street, and that makes me concerned that it's not a very good building to have there in the first place. And I noticed from your interesting pictures that you sent around, actually, a lot of that seems to be about camouflaging it and making it even less of a part of the street, which might be the right thing to do if we kept the building there, because it's not a great building, but it does sort of strike me there might be other things to look at. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at supplemental agenda number one, which sets out some of the, the officers' issues. And I guess for me, if we were to decide that we weren't going to develop 20 homes on this site, we'd need to have something that was viable and stacked up. And the officers' remarks seem to suggest there's not a clear view of where your money would come from to run this and to pay rent. This is a building that we previously were going to sell for £1.8 million before we decided that we were going to keep it ourselves for council homes, so it gives you an idea of the value of it. And I'm not sure, and I've not heard anything yet, to suggest that you're getting the money from either to buy it outright or to pay the rent on the building that would be commensurate of a building of that sort of value. And I think for us, what's really important, I think everybody agrees, is what we need to be doing is bringing more life back to Albion Street. I think what we perhaps have we need to debate more is about how we actually get that there, and whether the vision that we set out there is really a worse way of doing that than the suggestion that you've come forward with.
Yes, unfortunately, we haven't been given the opportunity to, as I said before, to develop any concrete proposals. We do have funding in place to, as our petition suggests here, for a tenancy. We are claiming a tenancy of 3 to 5 years. So perhaps, what we are working on the assumption is that you could perhaps decide to delist this from the phase two and give this a try, perhaps. With a temporary use of 3 to 5 years, which is, what we would be very prepared to commit to, and there is funding available for that. I have offered a couple of times more information and fuller plans, but I have no replies. So I think it's unfounded, really. The plans do exist, so. That can be provided if requested.
It would be useful to see that. One of the things I'm very concerned about is some of the things that you're talking about doing there in terms of training and in terms of cultural things, which all sound great, but the only difficulty of those sort of things, we know those are the things that are probably suffering most from government cuts, and there's probably less and less money around those sort of things. So again, I think I'm saying a little bit more around that, about where your funding would come from.
This is where the solution comes in. We wouldn't have to use public money to run these services, which certainly should be provided perhaps by the council for this area, and they're not being addressed. So we are basically taking this burden off by using private business and NGOs and foundations money to do that. And we do have these collaborations in place. But obviously, we can't provide a list of partners that have signed the dotted line when we don't have a nice place to run it. We obviously need a venue first.
We have example of what we did already with St. Martin's University, with London College of Fashion. We also send students with money from the European Community to Cyprus to develop skills, also to Slovenia and Romania. And it's all part of the European Community
programs
that
we have delivered
in partnership with universities, with skill programs, and things that we are doing through our magazine. So we have proof of already been working on that, and we think that the building is excellent for the connection we have with the train station, and we believe it could be used as a, for you to imagine, as a, we can attract 50,000 people, which is a third of what the Design Museum attracts at the moment.
It's a fifth.
It's
a very relative thing.
So we will run it as the Tate Gallery run it, as the Design Museum run it, and but in a lower scale, and that's why we say we need a trial period of 3 to 5 years to get everybody interested on the place and the building. We think that the building looks good to us, looks better than what used to the Teikari used to look, you know. And we think that
a lot of creative things can be done,
yeah.
And they don't need to be very costly. But apart from that, can I reassure the council that we have strong partnerships with very prominent architectural firms? So it's a DIY kind of project we're talking about.
That's being cute. But, okay, Councillor Dixon-Farrell.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you for the presentation. It's looking at this, it looks very, very exciting. But would you mind if I just drill down? I mean, this is new to me. On one of your pages, 1, 2, 3 pages inside, you talk about capacity, and you say the finance and delivery of the activities run is based on existing partnerships between Sublime Foundation and Key Players Inn. Can you just be more specific? Who is a higher education institution? Which NGOs? Which business and corporate sector? Can you just let me know?
Yes.
Thank
you. So we have worked, for instance, on a proposal last year for the Olympics with architect Zaha Hadid.
Sorry, but
yes.
I'm talking about this particular scheme.
Yeah. Oh, this
your
particular.
Past. Yeah.
Yes.
You said that you can finance this based on relationship between your organisation and these key players. Who are they?
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you a few examples. As I said, these are that are working associates. Yes. This there is a working plan for making this sustainability center, you know, bringing it to reality, and this is the working draft that we have. So the working partnerships we have at the moment. Yes.
So you have concrete working partnerships.
We do. Yes.
So who are they?
Okay. So for the social enterprises, we're working with KISS Company, with Oasis Trust. We are working with Grampus Heritage and Training.
And they're bringing finance to this, are they?
Yes.
Finance and
expertise.
Yeah, it's
not
only finance. This is a creative, a new way of work. And it's
I understand about the creative stuff, but this is the financing. That's just reading your own words.
Yeah.
So I'm just interested. This is like a very expensive scheme, and following from what Councillor Livingstone was talking to you about, can you reassure us that you have the finance to do all this?
We don't have the finance. We have the resources to put in place to acquire
the finance.
And our idea is to work in collaboration with the council and together, because if we without the support of the council we cannot do anything, is to give to these 622 neighbors what they want, basically. That's why these people was supporting the idea of do something inside of this building. And here is a creative idea, why not give it a try? And we will put together, I mean, the media, it works like that. You work with mainly partnership, media, any media organization, you do partnership. So we can, for example, set up a vintage exhibition in Albion Street in 2 weeks. I can call the right people in 2 weeks. We have 200 people exhibiting or selling products there for vintage. Because why? Because Sublime Magazine was working for 8 years with, for example, Wayne Hemingway, and he's a columnist of Sublime Magazine. So we can deliver things with, for example, Cape Farewell. Cape Farewell is an organization we work with other organizations. So it's a matter of relation, and we already have 7 years of this kind of relation. So this place, it will be, to put it in a nice picture, a three-dimensional magazine for us.
If you talk about the specific delivery, you know, schedule and opportunities and budgets for that hasn't been developed, obviously. You know, we are at the place where this building is listed for demolition, so we're not in a place where we can, you know, draw specific plans. But there is goodwill, and there are partnerships there that we've been working with before and are interested in progressing this forward.
Sorry, just to push it, it's just because I was reading the comments in this, which is you read yourself, in paragraph 5, there are risks involved, and I just want you to reassure me, per your thing.
That's comment.
You haven't got finance.
That comment come direct from the comments from the neighbor meeting on the Albany Street, and they were other neighbors were against that comments, and there is only one person thinking like that way.
Have you thought about how much this will actually cost then? So you haven't got the finance now, but have you thought about how much to produce the cost?
Very little, because we have sent an email to James Oates, I think, and asking.
What are the running costs of
the running costs at the moment?
And we haven't been able to obtain that, for instance. What would the council expect for a tenancy? Or we don't know utility bills, how much, we don't know anything.
How much you are paying to a company to protect the building, for example?
No, I'm more thinking about, have you thought about how much it will cost you to put on all these outputs here?
Yes.
Have you costed that?
Yes.
You have. How much?
It's about 2 million for a 3 year plan.
And you've got people to back you to do that.
We think, as I said, we don't have the money, and we want to be clear with that. We don't have the money. If I have the money, I will not sit in this place. If my project is a commercial place, I will not be sitting in this place. And I will be buying my, if I were Richard Branson, I would be buying a place. So
exactly.
We don't have any money.
We have
a track record of partnership.
Okay. I think what you're trying to say is that because of the connections you have and the organisations belong to, you have access to certain funding streams that the council wouldn't necessarily have direct access to, up to
exactly.
the union, etc., etc. So it's a vehicle for that funding. So.
Mine's more comment than question. I mean, you were in touch with James and you were in touch with myself, and I came back to you and said this building wasn't available, but how about we talk about different buildings? Why not somewhere else? The question.
Well, we could, as a foundation, we could go somewhere else. As I said before, this project exists outside the old Rotherhithe High Library, but many of our relationships and in funding interests come through regeneration projects, and many of our partners want to work with a community of people. It's not just about planting a foundation, building a business or anything like that, or a training centre into an area. It's about forming relationships and benefiting the community directly. Some of the funding that we would receive will need direct outputs on in terms of research into the community, and this, you know, requires that there's a community engagement there for people to want to make things happen. Not that, you know, it doesn't come sort of top down but bottom up, and that's why that site's particularly interested. We were offered other sites, you know, the pump house and so on, but we don't believe that the effects that could be produced are the same. This is a shopping street. There are shops, on the other side. There's, residents all around, and there is a set of problems that need to be sorted in that area. And we believe that through sustainability and training and offering these options, we could provide, that what is needed.
Yeah, it's really just a follow-up on that, and I kind of hear what you're saying, but from my perspective, the ideal solution is that, you know, we get social housing on this site, but we also get, you know, your funding and your project, you know, somewhere in the community in Rotherhithe. And I don't know, it's quite frustrating to hear that, you know, it's this building or it's nothing. And I suppose my challenge to you would be, you know, if you are committed to the community in Rotherhithe and bringing these things that you want to bring, which we would warmly welcome, could you not find a building that isn't about to be demolished. And you know, and that would really, to me, that would underline your commitment to the Rotherhithe community, and we would get the best of both worlds.
Well, we're not exhausting the options, but you know, there is a petition here that we put, and there were 620 signatories. You know what that means.
But equally, we heard very eloquently at the last council assembly for people who were very much in favour of the plan for social housing.
Yeah, 15 people. 15 people disagree with this project, and 622.
Of the people who signed your petition, there are more than 515 people in Rotherhithe, and a lot of them won't have been aware of this petition. So I think, you know, obviously we take the petition seriously, but you know, rather than getting into the rights and wrongs of who signed on the dotted line, I'd really like to hear about your commitment to Rotherhithe and us working together to get the social housing and to get the things that you want to bring to the community as well.
Yeah, one of the interesting thing of the site is that you have the train station on the other side, so it's a 10-minute walk people or less to get to the site. That's very, very important for us. Number two, the structure, the way the entrance is ideal for us. We have spaces outside for activities. We have the street, and also we have the shops.
Disabled access.
Yeah, we have the shops. So it's a fantastic experimental area to work all these activities. For example, if we do bread making with a company, we can set up the ovens outside the building.
There is another high panel behind it.
I hear all these reasons why it's a good building, but I'd really like to hear about, you know, maybe finding, you know, what you're doing to, you know, to look elsewhere.
Looking elsewhere. Yes, yeah. We have considered other options. We're not just stubborn, but we're listening to this particular community. Yeah, that's where we are at the moment. We're listening to them, and they are asking, okay, we will support this. We want this to happen here in Albion Street, not down the road.
Okay. I'm conscious we've let this item run on.
Yes,
unless Councillor Cole has got anything urgent to say. I think what I'd like to recommend is, you know, perhaps we do enter into a dialogue, because I think, you know, whether it's not this building, but on this site or somewhere else in Rotherhithe, then perhaps we might be able to do something collaboratively. Even if it gives the officers more work to do, I don't mind that.
And I want to be clear about this site. What we agreed at last cabinet meeting was that we would build new council homes on this site. I think 20 is probably the bottom end of how many we will build. It'll probably be more like 30 or 35. And on the ground floor, we're actively pursuing the opportunity to relocate the health centre that is on Albion Street, that is currently in premises that are not fit for purpose and are too small for the growing population in Rotherhithe. And we're looking to work with the Dover GPs, they're very keen on it, to relocate to be in the ground floor of that new building. I think that is something that will be a tremendous benefit to the people of Rotherhithe. We're working also on Albion Street to create a new public square, to rebuild Albion School, to double its size to serve the local community. And of course, if the GP surgery does move, we'll be able to work with the owners of that site to bring forward more opportunities on the GP surgery site. So my view is that we should absolutely stick with what we agreed last month in terms of building the new affordable housing and seeking to put in the health centre on the ground floor. This is a perfectly nice scheme. It's clearly not fleshed out in terms of its business case or finances, but there are also a lot of other very nice schemes. It seems to me that if we had a building that we wanted to let on a short-term basis, potentially on a low rent, then we would have to have quite an open procurement for that, because this is not the only organisation that would like to do a community project in one of our buildings. So while, you know, fine, we can continue to work with this group, I think we need to be clear this is not the only group coming forward with ideas for what they would like to run in buildings, is all I would add to that. So I would hope Cabinet would agree that we will continue to pursue the direct delivery scheme that we agreed last month for this project.
Well, I don't think anybody's proposing to revise that decision, are they? Did I hear anybody say that? No, I didn't. So what I'm saying is that I think, you know, these people bothered to come here today, they've got a petition of 622 names, I think to sort of just say to them, you know, thank you very much and goodbye, isn't adequate. And I do think, you know, we need to have a dialogue with them to see what ideas they've got for the locality, whether it's good, bad or indifferent, or whether we can do something or not. That's all I'm suggesting. Do you think that could be done? Oh, well, I know you can say yes. Is that possible? Thank you very much.